North Carolina regulators approved a substantial increase of inpatient psychiatric beds in Wake County. Those beds are coming online this year. Jason DeBruin reports about the impact on mental and behavioral health care.
Veteran Duke basketball fans will remember the name Marty Clark. He played for the Blue Devils in the early 90s, including on the back-to-back championship teams of 91 and 92.
For the first time in two decades, college basketball has a repeat champion.
But after college, things turned for Clark.
Turns out most of my adult life I've struggled with alcoholism and bipolar disorder.
He shared his story at the ribbon-cutting ceremony for Triangle Springs, a new mental and behavioral health hospital in Briar Creek.
I can stand here for a while and tell you the yelling lies, the manipulation, the broken promises, the financial ruin, crying children pulling your leg and begging you to stay home. But it wouldn't be anything compared to the heartache and the verbal abuse that my wife experienced and the stories she could tell.
Clark turned his life around, partly at the prodding of his old basketball coach, Mike Krzyzewski.
Maybe I didn't realize how bad things really were, and quite frankly, I was more ashamed and embarrassed than anything, but Coach had always told me the truth. That day, Coach helped me get into treatment.
Clark now helps others find help. He works at a drug addiction center in Denver. Advocates generally agree there aren't enough services for those struggling with substance use disorder or other psychiatric illnesses. In Wake County, that's changing, all in the span of a few months. This year, three hospitals will add a combined 124 inpatient psychiatric beds. That's an increase of almost 50% in just 1 year. Triangle Springs CEO Carla Hollis says the new beds are badly needed.
I still feel like with all of these beds, that there's still going to be a gap between the number of beds that are available and the need.
In addition to Triangle Springs, more bed capacity is coming to Holly Hill in East Raleigh and Strategic Behavioral Health in Garner. These are inpatient facilities intended for short stays of patients in crisis. Too often, patients in mental health crisis go to hospital emergency departments. That's not the right care for them, and it leads to overcrowding in the ER.
And it's become a terrific burden on EDs, and it's a terrific expense as well. And at the end of the day, we're not doing the right thing for the patient.
A common thread among mental health providers is destigmatization. Dr. Nadia Meyer is the Triangle Springs Medical Director. She wants society to change how it approaches mental health patients.
There's no shame in diabetes, hypertension, and there's no shame in major depression and schizophrenia. And we need to make treatment mainstream, accessible, and take the stigma away.
There are tight restrictions on adding new health services in North Carolina. Regulators saw a need for these inpatient psychiatric beds partly because of growth in Wake County and also because of the closing of Dorothea Dix Hospital in 2010. The state approved the new bed capacity 3 years ago, and the hospitals all finished construction this year.
In fact, I think we applied for less beds, and the need was so great that we even got more beds than we anticipated. So there's definitely a need.
At the ribbon cutting, Clark, the former Blue Devil, talked about getting the help he needed, in large part because his wife called Krzyzewski. Coach K also attended the ribbon cutting and praised Clark.
Yeah, Marty was a member of two national championship teams. He hit a few clutch free throws to put us in a position to do that. But he's hitting a lot more shots right now, and shots that are going to help human life, not just make his coach look good and make his school look good.
As North Carolina struggles to climb out of the opioid crisis, facilities like these are ever more important. These new treatment beds hope to offer some help. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Tomorrow, we'll have a report on rehab facilities and the role they play in mental health care.